Thank God for him.
Thank me. I told you.
That picture definitely wasn't taken 20-some-odd years ago. What year did you bring Redacted to the West Coast?
It was way before that. It was like 96.
God. Oh.
It was before I went to high school.
It was before it was actually created.
What are you talking about? It was Get a Clue. I went to Get a Clue. I had a black one with the red lettering.
So you,
nobody else was around rocking that.
No. So to be clear, you bought it on the West Coast.
Yeah, I brought it over here. Nobody was getting it. They didn't know what it was.
By that logic,
it was on the joint.
It's already here in the West Coast.
You are Christopher Caraway over here.
No,
this is Kenny Columbus.
Nobody was
talking about.
It.
I discovered Sean John.
It was already here. We were thriving here.
So I thought that don't mean nothing. I thought this whole time you found it at some place in New York with Aceberg or whatever,
and then
brought it back and were like, yeah, everyone started wearing it after me. You bought it in downtown Sacramento.
At Get a Clue, rack was full. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody was copping it.
Some other dude probably bought that same shirt 2 days or an hour ago.
I was outside. I never saw nobody with the shirt. Never saw nobody. It was me and Mike. We was the only one rocking Sean John out here.
In 96?
Yeah, we was the only one out here.
14 years old.
I just said, going into high school. Me and Mike, we was the only ones rocking it.
Yeah, brother, I told him, what if we don't do that, but we try to go over this way?
What are we talking about? I was there.
Kenny Hogan.
I was there. I was looking around.
In front of us right now.
I was looking around. I was like, yo, let me see if anybody else got it. At least get the black shirt with
and
the white lettering.
Said, slam.
Nothing.
You're lying to us all right now.
Nothing. I was
this
the only one.
This story is embarrassing.
I was the only one. Like I said, if I saw somebody with it, I'd be like, yo, salute. I would do that.
Get a Clue. Just kept loading up Sean John merchandise, even though no one was buying it.
Yeah, no one's buying this
except
crap. Except
14-year-old Kenny Caraway, set the market off.
I would say, to be honest, I'd say I was probably 6 to 9 months ahead of the wave.
God damn.
I ain't saying years. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying about 6 to 9 months ahead of the wave. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, this is real talk. I think I called Get a Clue. I called
this story them. Keeps getting
I think
better.
I called them before, like, yo, y'all got the Sean John. They said, nah, we ain't got no Sean John.
Well,
and then a couple months later, it was in the store. I'm for real. I'm for real. Because me and Mike was on the
you
hunt
really,
for it.
No. You really are Hulk Hogan.
Me and
the
Mike were on the
you
hunt
tell
for
the
it,
lie,
bro.
The bigger it gets.
I was there. I'm telling you what happened.
It's like 20 years ago, Andre the Giant was 500 pounds, but on the documentary, he was 700 pounds. By the time Hogan becomes like 75, Andre the Giant would have. I body slammed the 1,000-pound Andre the Giant, bro.
Sherilyn L. Grove will tell you because she was looking for it too for me.
Casey and his buddy said, yeah, we went over the whole match list by list or whatever, and we told the story. This is how we wanted it to go down.
It was just one other person. It was me and my cousin Mike. We was the only ones looking for it. I called Get a Clue.
And 14-year-old Kenny Caraway knew this.
They didn't have it about 3-4 months
Might
later.
Have been 13.
About 3-4 months later.
And the store was like, hey, store, we got to keep ordering Redacted merch because
hey guys,
kid keeps buying it.
Bitch-ass kid called for some Sean John. Can we get it loaded up in here?
Like I said, man, if somebody had it, I'd be like, okay, I see you. You know what time it is. It didn't. It was just me and Mike.
I literally thought, like you, up until this day, that he bought the shirt somewhere in the East Coast, New York, or whatever you want to call it, and brought it here. I was like, oh, yeah.
No, at that time, I wasn't going to New York.
The story was bad then.
You literally
just
went back to school shopping, and they had Redacted there.
I wasn't going to New York at the time. That wasn't until I was about 17, 18 years old. That's when I went to the Bronx to get that Sean John velour. I mean, people were wearing it at the time or whatever, so I didn't bring it then. You know what I mean? But I was in the Bronx. I got the Sean John velour, the great one, straight out of there.
How the hell did Tiger Woods rupture his Achilles?
Goodness gracious.
What was he doing?
Practicing, I think.
Yeah.
I
don't know how that happened.
Put out a statement. I think he was warming up.
You could rupture your Achilles on that game show? Man.
That's tough.
A tough look for Tiger.
He needs to hang
that's
it up.
Tough.
Damn.
That is tough.
Remember him passing, is it Arnie?
Is
Arnie number
problem?
One?
And it,
or is it Jack?
I think it's Jack.
Is it Jack's Jack. Number?
Yeah.
It was like a foregone conclusion that this is going to happen any minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think if that stuff never comes out, that Thanksgiving, it was Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
You think if that stuff never comes out, he does break the record?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I mean, his body broke down for sure. Like, in a major way, his body broke down. But, yeah, he, like,
everything
changed after that Thanksgiving.
Mm.
everything.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Get well soon, Tiger. Hold on, man. No, they're still slandering.
I don't think it's slander. I think Polo L
talking about KC brought True Religion to the West Coast. That's not true. That's not anything I ever said. I was one of the only ones out here wearing the red monkey jeans. I ain't seen him. I'm just telling you, I didn't see him. Mm-hmm. So if somebody had him out on Water Avenue, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
but when I was outside,
they're red jeans.
No, Red Monkey jeans was not red jeans. There was denim jeans. It was a brand, the Red Monkey joints.
Oh, I thought you were wearing red jeans as well. I was like, you're bold.
No, the Red Monkey joints, it was a brand. And like I said, I didn't see nobody else with them. I had them. I had those. I think I seen a couple people with the Avizu joints. I had those too.
They sell those pants at Marshall's?
They might now.
Shout out to those.
They might now. But I think I seen a couple people with the Avizu joints. I had those pretty early. And then, like I said, I ain't seen nobody with the red monkeys. Not out here. I'm just saying. I got now, and I did get those in New York. I was
None
with
of
Ace.
This would have happened if the Kings didn't get their ass kicked.
That's fact.
I was with Ace. And he said, yo, you need to get the red monkeys. You know, take those back with you. I was like, man, for real, for real. Saw the price tag. I was like, come on, man, you tripping. He's like, nah, I'm telling you, get the red monkeys. Got the red monkeys. At the NBA patch joints, but everybody had those.
All right.
Is that the one with all the logos on it?
Yeah.
Those were trash. I don't know what you guys were hating back then.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, those were trash. Yeah.
Hated it. I never thought those were
bugging. The jackets are fire, too.
I didn't mind the jackets. I always thought the jeans were dumb.
The pants were weird.
I never liked
they
those.
They were weird.
I never liked those. Like
one kid in like high school wore those.
Since we're on the redacted, like the Fat Albert joints were always pretty hot, but like once stuff became the NBA thing, it was like same for me.
Yeah. I like I said, I had a pair of those. I got another pair of those at Burlington though.
The FUBU joints?
No, the NBA patch jeans.
Okay.
Burlington's had like three different names over the last 20 years.
Burlington is still go to.
Shout
out Burlington
Coat
now.
Factory.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Yeah, man. I go there to this day.
Not even sure I've been to one.
You remember when they threw blood on Michael Scott?
Yes.
Coming out of Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, they think it's funny.
Yes.
Do you remember, Casey, how Michael got the money to buy a fur coat?
Well, yeah, because that's when Bill Packer, like, he did
Todd
his...
Todd Packer.
Keep calling him Bill.
It's Todd Packer. Yeah.
Sorry, Todd Packer.
Yeah.
That's when he had devised that one plan, and that's what happened.
That's it. Nailed it. Great synopsis.
You put like three different episodes together right there.
No, that's great. You nailed it.
Oh, Cole, what you know about Saucony's? I didn't have a pair. My homeboy had them. I was like, yo, those is kind of fire. I never got a pair. They back out there, though. Saucony's, they back out there. Especially now with the whole walking shoe. That's what's hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although they really are. I want some Vomeros. I do want some Vomeros.
Okay. Tyler Jennings said Casey called Crisscross to tell them what's up. Did you wear your clothes backwards too?
Nah, I did have cross colors though. I didn't bring that out here, but I was rocking the cross colors at that Crisscross concert, my first ever concert.
Mm-hmm. I got a chance. I think it was on Thursday. I was bouncing back and forth between our studio and the Wake Up Call studio, and I got to hear a little bit of their afternoon show, their Randomly Retro show.
Mm.
Listening to Gavin and Katie attempt to explain Crisscross to Kevin was spectacular. Because that's what Randomly Retro is. It's like their version of Flashback Friday, but they cross over like different genres.
What day is it?
It's every day.
Oh, it's every day.
It's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the show that they're doing live at Sky River tonight.
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah.
Yeah, listening to them try to explain Crisscross to Kevin, and Kevin trying to grasp. Wait, they wore all of their clothes backwards?
What do you think the equivalent of that is here?
What?
Where I wouldn't understand.
Well, we could start there. Do you understand Crisscross?
Yeah, like that was a like, gimmick and stuff.
Do you
like
know
that.
Who Crisscross is?
Yeah, the kids. They got that song that plays on the radio all the time.
All right. That sounded like Kenny explaining The Office, but that's fine.
I wasn't around like that as far as I know.
What would be the equivalent of the Wake Up Call explaining Crisscross to Kevin? us explaining something to Jesse?
That's a good question. I'm gonna have to think about that.
Yeah, we might have to sit on that one. I feel like there could be a couple of things we could
think
do
about that. Would like is like how dope we thought Bulls versus Lakers was.
Oh, the video game stuff.
Yeah, do you like understand like how?
I think we talked about that before. Like that was always. I don't understand that.
What?
Have you ever seen the?
I don't get. Yeah,
have you
I
ever seen
that,
the Jordan versus Bird handheld game?
Oh
no.
Oh, that's a good one. Like the little digitized joint. Yeah. Yo, we used
have
to
you
play
ever
those
seen
all the
like.
Time.
Like, have you ever seen, like, the original handheld games where it's not a game console? It's, like, it's a game.
Let me see if I can
like, you got to put AA batteries
like,
in it.
I can't, put a picture to it. Yeah, I can't put a picture to it, no.
We got to find Jesse a YouTube video of why I would sit around for 2 hours playing Jordan versus Bird.
Basic-ass game.
Nah, we was locked in.
Is that, like, along the lines of NBA Jam?
Well, damn, don't say that.
It's way before NBA Jam.
Yeah, let me see if I could... So I can't really. So this was the game. This was the game.
Yeah,
right, that looks like an Etch a Sketch.
Yeah,
it's kind of what it was.
Boy, I had that joint rocking.
Hey, we was doing everything we could to play that all the time. What you know about Game Boy?
I used to have one, the little Game Boy Color, the rectangle one.
No, not a color.
It was like green.
The original Game Boy that was the
I don't
screen.
Know,
was,
I had the Game Boy Color. It was turquoise.
The screen was
that
green.
That was like my first thing.
That was the one with color was Sega's. Yeah. What was Sega's thing? That they had the color. That's when it used to pop off.
You ever play Duck Hunt?
No, like I know that was like that. That's
like Duck the game Hunt. That
that's
came
like
with
game.
Nintendo, yeah, yeah. Right?
It was Mario and Duck Hunt.
Yeah, it came with.
I think my dad has talked about Duck Hunt and stuff like that.
Game Gear, come on, what? Oh, game Gear came out and they had color. It's like, oh my god!
Ever get the little adapter with the little light so you could play at night and stuff like that? Yeah.
I had that with you. Yeah, okay. All right, so you just
I'm not that young. Yeah. What do you know about that, Dan?
I was never a video game person. After Jordan versus Bird, I was kind of done.
I had the PS1 and the Game Boy.
I think I had a handheld. I don't think it was Tecmo Bowl. It might have been Bo Jackson. Mm. Might have been some special Bo Jackson game that I had where you could play baseball or football or something like that.
Yeah, I remember you used to be able to change games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, good times. Good time. But there's still something else that I got to figure out that he wouldn't.
Yeah, we'll think of something. Yeah. We'll think of something better. Again, this is all because the Kings got their ass kicked last night. Had they not gotten their ass kicked, this show would have been a lot more focused. Domantas Sabonis will be reevaluated today. He's perhaps being reevaluated right now. I assume he's on the same plan Malik Monk is, based on the way Malik Monk progressed. Domas would be back and available for Thursday's game. He did get a workout in Sunday, the day of the Clippers game. So I assume they did something with him yesterday. They'll reevaluate him, and hopefully he'll be cleared to play for Thursday's game against the Golden State Warriors. Kings need all bodies available. No one played well last night. It was just a game that got away from the Kings really, really early. Made a little run there at the beginning of the third quarter that was immediately erased in about 90 seconds. Mm. So Kings are 3-2 in the games without Domas. I'm counting the Rockets game because he literally exited 60 seconds in.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice should the medical team decide to have Domantas Sabonis back there out there in the lineup.
When we come back.
Or as some would say, on the other side.
On the other side. Do you have any thoughts about the comments, post-game comments last night?
Okay.
From Valanciunas and Monk?
Sure. Spoiler alert, not really, but...
We don't have to tease it, because I don't either. But a lot of people were talking about, like, yo, the comments. I said...
No, it was nothing. Yeah, it was nothing. Like, I mean, I don't think I missed anything. Like,
I don't think so.
I thought
either.
Doug was the surliest of all. He was. Doug was the one who sounded fed up. Malik was like, "All right." I thought it was interesting. Malik wouldn't talk about any viral videos. And shout out to Jason Anderson. Jason Anderson will ask the
ask that question.
He will ask the uncomfortable question every damn time.
He gonna ask that.
He
question.
Does not care. Yeah. And Malik's like, "Yeah, I'm here to talk about basketball. We was just talking."
Yeah.
Like, okay. which is going to get people talking because he didn't address what it was.
Mm. He did say, like, this. That's just how we communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
he's here to talk about basketball.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll look at some other. Man, Kenny's hate for Dorian Finney-Smith is pretty wild.
What?
J.J. Redick seems to love him, though.
I like him.
Lakers dropped their first game without LeBron James against the Brooklyn Nets last night. Second straight loss for the Lakers. We'll look at the rest of the Western Conference. Then we'll head over to the NFL. Lots of things changing for the San Francisco 49ers. Lots of things changing around the league. We'll touch on all of that at Steelin' with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. It's tough. We're talking about pets and adding pets.
It's a lifestyle show today.
Family.
Got their ass beat.
It's been a lifestyle show for 2 months. So let's be real. We quit doing sports for a while.
We
talked Kings for about an hour, maybe. Everything else, like, we'll get to you.
Well, if the Kings give us a big story, we'll ride with it. They play well, we'll ride with it. But
we'll have fun one way or another.
Yeah, we always going to find a way to have fun. I think about that. Sprout turned 11 today. Like, I think about, like,
happy birthday, Sprout.
Happy birthday, Sprout. Would I do this again? Like, living through what I did with Smoothie, mm-hmm. knowing I'm going to have to feel that again, would I do it again?
Are they your first dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's different. Coco's my second. Like, we had a family dog. We lost him on Christmas, years ago or whatever. That was tough. But and then you kind of, like, you learn to, like, I guess, remember and, like, be happier about that rather than, oh, that's tough. Because, like, it does get kind of weird after the first few weeks.
Yeah, you try to live, you know, you try to remember those years. I just know, man, that's losing Smoothie was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And now having Sprout, especially by herself, you know, now we're going on, you know, Smoothie was 9 when she died. So Sprout's, you know, she's 11. It's been almost 2 years it's hard to imagine. Like, and I feel like I hit the jackpot with those two dogs. Like, they were great. They were different, but both, like, you know, loving and fun and, you know, never anything crazy. Didn't have to worry about them tearing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, am I going to do this again? And I don't know.
It's so funny taking care of your pets. When I went on vacation in November, I'm telling Crystal, because we're leaving Coco with her friends or whatever. I was like, we're leaving him alone for a week. He thinks we're abandoning him. Yeah. He thinks we don't even love him, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't sure I could do the KSFM thing until I knew my mom was moving here. Because I was like, I'm not going to mess up her schedule. She needs to eat at a certain time. She needs to walk. I don't want her alone. I mean, it started out, we're at the house, like, you know, 6 hours, you know, 7 hours a day. Sometimes that 7 hours becomes 9.
Right.
God forbid there's a game, then it becomes 10, 11, 12. Like, I'm with Jesse. Like, you just get obsessive about the way that they're, you know, taken care of. I think that's the way most dog owners are. But especially for me, with no kids in the house right now, it's like, yeah, that's my girl. That's my priority.
Yeah. I'm against it.
You might lose, though.
I may soften the stance or whatever.
You probably got Cheryl and Elle Grove on their side. There's probably a lot of people on Team Dog side.
She might be, but she's probably a little bit more like me. Mm. I can't even bring up that dog that we lost to her.
The dog's name was KC, right?
Yeah. I can't even bring it. Like, don't even bring it up.
I remember her talking about him to me.
Yeah, so she might be. She ain't going to push it. But
what about a family fish?
Well,
throw a little food in times. The. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Shout out to those.
Well, not
fishes,
recently.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, he's got a fish. Hey, we're going to PetSmart. Look, we got a fish, Reese. Oh yeah, put it in the aquarium thing or the whatever. Oh yeah, look, you gotta feed him. Okay. Next morning.
Hey,
no way.
I don't even know what happened, bro.
Oh no.
Hey, 5 to 13-year-olds been serial killing fish for about 20 years.
And I don't even know if it was him. I don't know what happened. I thought we did what we were supposed to do, bro.
Oh, that's terrible.
You've never gotten a fish from the fair and it just didn't die within the next few days. You haven't lived yet. I'm sorry. It's like I'm passing of the torch.
A fair fish is crazy.
I think I got one for my school fair too, like in elementary school.
Oh man,
yeah, but no, I don't know. I'm not really for any pets.
You get a tiger, like Tyson.
Well, or like in Compton, or that was East LA.
It was East LA. Yeah.
One of those. But yeah, I already don't have enough of my own space as it is.
You have compound. Like, you got room out there.
No, it's not enough room.
You got a loft with TVs in it. You got a sports bar in your house.
We've almost outgrown that house. No, we have outgrown that house already.
Really?
Yeah. So we're just going to bring a dog in there?
That's what you get for having kids.
Yeah, that too.
Kenny, you heard him. Johnny Jennings. Kenny's ready to upgrade.
I know, I think that was a cry for help right there.
Kenny, hey, Johnny Jennings, if you're listening.
The one thing I said, and I've softened the stance a little bit.
You have three cash offers. By the end of the day, you put that mansion in Elk Grove on the market.
I softened the stance a little bit. My thought was always that house will always be in the family. Always.
Oh,
we may move.
Okay.
But we ain't never getting rid of that house.
Oh, so you're talking about you're going to own property.
Yeah.
Something you made fun of me and Pino for like a day ago.
Oh, no, I didn't make fun.
It felt like
I just said, that's rich.
Oh, that's not what that is.
I aspire to be you and Pino. That's rich.
Okay. Smart investing. Seeing this from our guy Anthony Slater, looks like Jonathan Kuminga will be back Thursday.
Oh, great. This is perfect. This is perfect.
Jonathan Kuminga returning to the Golden State Warriors Thursday. I don't think that's final. That's not definitive. That hasn't been announced by the Golden State Warriors. It's something Anthony Slater said. It looks like they've been kind of getting him ready for this game on Thursday. So don't be surprised if he's out there on Thursday night.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I said it on Sports Sunday the other day. And, you know, I'd love to play the Pelicans and Wizards for the final 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what it is. You're playing good teams. And look at this as an opportunity to earn your way into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't look at it as like a death sentence that you got. Hey, we got a chance to leave no doubt that we should be a playoff team and that we're good enough.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they're going to approach it. Will they be successful? Will they make it? I don't know. Like maybe they're just not good enough for it to happen. I don't know. But, you know, look at it that way. Look at it as like, hey, we get an opportunity with these teams that we've got to play to leave no doubt that we should be in the playoffs. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they got their work cut out for them. Sacramento Kings got their work cut out for them. And it's going to get tough. Like we all knew this was. We all knew that this schedule was ahead of them. It doesn't mean that they, you know, can't succeed, but like they've got to find a way to start winning games. You know, that New York game was going to be tough. That was a team that had lost three games in a row. They're kind of solidly in their spot, but that's a, you know, again, it's a team that had lost three in a row headed into last night's game. Now you got the Warriors who might be the hottest team in the league, especially with the Lakers cooling down the last two games after the LeBron James injury. You got Memphis coming up. You got Cleveland coming up. You've got lots of back-to-backs coming up. You've got Chicago on the way. You got Milwaukee. These are all tough, tough teams. And then, of course, you've got that stretch of the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Thunder. Those three games in a 4-day period, all at the Golden 1 Center. So the fans are going to get their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to see Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard and SGA and Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all of those guys in a 4-day span. But the Kings are gonna have to win tough games, man. You said it. Like, this is how you're going to win your way into the playoffs. That's the only way it'll happen.
And hopefully, we talk about Kuminga coming back on Thursday. Hopefully, the Kings get Sabonis back.
You know,
on Thursday, and try to get these guys back into their roles and where they're at. Adding a guy like Domantas Sabonis doesn't hurt anything. You know what I mean? Like, it can only help, especially with, you know, these guys logging heavy minutes as of late. Like, you need as much relief as possible. So, we saw one of the things that happened last night that we wondered was if Devin Carter would still be in the rotation, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
He played, and it looks like Markelle Fultz is out. So,
yeah. Yeah, probably. Which I guess makes sense. Maybe you try some things on different nights if you're Doug Christie. But this thing will get compacted a little bit more, even with Domas coming back. Mm. You got Valanciunas, who's played really well. Finding a way to keep Valanciunas on the floor or get Valanciunas back out on the floor is critical for Doug. Like, there's, we knew when Doug took over, there was a lot he had to figure out with the rotation. And if memory serves me correctly, I think Keegan got hurt. I think maybe Malik did. There were some things that happened pretty early that allowed DC to get Keon out there. Mm-hmm. And it really, you know, as that win streak was going along, that initial win streak, it really didn't become till everyone was healthy where it was like, all right, how we gonna work these minutes now? Now you've had some adjustments. Now you have a different team, basically. Mm-hmm. And you had one of your key cogs go out in Domas, and you had Valanciunas step in and play really well. Of course, that was the whole point in acquiring Jonas Valanciunas, but you want to make sure that he stays, you know, active, because he could be really, you know, valuable in a one game setting against a tough basketball team. So it seems like it's just a constant array of challenges that pop up for Doug Christie that he has to, you know, figure out. A constant array of new challenges that he has to figure out on a day to day basis.
Yeah, and you worry about, at least I worry about, at some point, does it just become too much, you know, that they've had to overcome and work through, and not being able to have consistency, a level of consistency with this group, whether it be drama, whether it be trades, whether it be injury. You wonder if it just becomes too much at some point. And I don't think we're there yet, you know, to say like it's just too much. But that is a concern. That is a concern, that it's just a constant uphill battle. Mm-hmm. And mentally and emotionally, it just becomes too much for these guys.
33-31, the record for the Sacramento Kings right now. The Clippers and the Wolves, they sit at 29 losses. Warriors sit at 28. So, again, that six is slipping away, and you said this earlier, you know, the 7 and 8 might be slipping away too. The Kings, worse, want to find a way to ingrain themselves into that ninth spot. I still think a few things can go their way. You got to win games, and they have, for the most part, done a good job with that. You know, this team has not been terrible because they got blown out last night doesn't mean that this is suddenly a terrible basketball team. This is a group that most people, most of us, were speaking pretty highly of. Mm-hmm. Taking a quick look at the Clippers.
Their schedule right now? Or?
Well, less their schedule and more the results. Like, they had a stretch. They play some good basketball teams in here. They had a stretch where they went 1-6.
Yeah.
Very recently. They also have this weird thing where... win 2, lose 3. Win 3, lose 3. Win 1, lose 3. Win 3. That's where they're at right now. That's been their most recent games. But the ones that they lost was the Bucks, it was the Pacers, the Pistons. Again, good basketball teams. They beat Chicago. Lost to the Lakers twice, damn near by the same score. Then lost to Phoenix.
One of the things I look at with them and looking at their schedule again is, and this lines up with what I originally thought, is you better catch them before April 1st, because they've got some games, they've got a road trip, and some things can happen for the rest of March.
Ooh.
But you better catch them before April 1st.
Yeah.
Because they might not lose in April.
They have the Pelicans on April 2nd, which is also who they're playing tonight. They have Dallas twice. And then San Antonio.
And then the final three, Rockets, Kings, Warriors. Rockets and Warriors might not be playing for anything in those two games.
Mm. Man, the Pelicans, Mavericks, and Spurs. That's tough. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You better catch them before then. And in that mix before April is the Pelicans tonight. Then they head to Miami, Atlanta, come home for Charlotte. And then a lot of the teams the Kings play. They got Cleveland, mm-hmm. Memphis, Oklahoma City. Then they got a road trip at New York, at Brooklyn, at Cleveland, and at Orlando. And then that's when the calendar turns to April.
Yeah. I could see them, you know, having a little bit of a tough time being around 500 or a couple games below 500 the rest of the month. So there might be a little bit of an opportunity. But like I said, if you don't get it before April 1st, it's gone, in my opinion. So
possible.
You're going to have to win some games yourself and look for a little bit of help along the way. But, you know, I think about what it would take to get this team, and I'm looking at 7-8. You know, 6 is still a possibility. See, we'll know a lot about their chances for 6 after Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, you win that game on Thursday, it puts you right back in the mix for an opportunity to get there.
They'll go from none to slim if they win.
Right.
That's the difference. It's not like, oh, they got it. Their odds become slim or none.
Right.
Those are the two results to Thursday's game.
Yeah, absolutely. So you try to see what you can do in these games that are coming up, this tough little stretch, and see if you can make some headway there. And really, I'm looking at see if you can get into 7-8, give yourself 2 opportunities, and also guarantee that second game at the crib, you know, the win or go home game at the crib. So if you can find a way to get to 8, man, that would help out a whole lot. But it's definitely an uphill battle.
Sakirna Bagley said something. It's got my attention. Kings are 16-15 at home. In the Western Conference, that is the worst record of the top 10 teams. Dallas is 19-15. They have the same amount of losses. Obviously, they've played more home games. For context, Portland at 28-38 is 16-15 at home. The San Antonio Spurs, who are 26-37, are 15-15 at home. The Miami Heat are 29-35, 15-15 at home. Atlanta, under 500. They're 31-34. They're 16-16 at home. Man, I think what pisses me off the most about that is this was a talking point.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about this offseason. Like winning games at home. We've got to be better at home.
Yeah.
I think they're worse.
Well, I kind of wish you'd tell the whole story here.
Mm-hmm.
Zabo brings up a great point. That 5-game losing homestand, man.
That'll do it.
That'll make everything go all bad. And Kyle brings up they're 10-3 at home under Doug Christie. So 16-15 is new record. Like, that's what it is.
The problem is the Kings can't make the playoffs based on Doug Christie's record.
Yep.
They make the playoffs based on the Sacramento.
Where are they
Kings
at now?
Record.
With 21-13 or something like that?
That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to be better at home, you're going to have an opportunity. You got once again, you're playing the best team, so there's that. But you got, what, is it a 7-game homestand, 6-game homestand?
I think it's 6.
Yeah, man. See what you can do at home. See if you can get 4 out of 2. Or excuse me, go 4-2.
Memphis, Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee, Boston. Did I leave one out? Oklahoma City. Yeah, it's 6. Oh, Portland. Is it 7?
Portland,
it is
yeah,
7.
Portland, yeah.
It is 7. Yeah, my mistake. It's 7.
Yeah, see if you, I mean, I know I might be asking a lot. But see if you can go 5-2.
I have paid zero attention to this all year. So that Oklahoma City game is on TNT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thursday's on TNT, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. They got a couple of NBA TV games, too. For those that celebrate.
Poor Kings fans, man. We try to, you know, and Mo and everybody over there, and Maurice, you know what I'm saying? They try to get everybody hyped because they know NBA TV is going to be watching. Get on your feet. Scott Fresh, get on your feet. Wave your towels. Like, we're here. This is what's going on in March in Sacramento. Yeah, we're here because NBA TV watching. And they didn't get a chance to wave them towels again.
Nope. At least they did at the beginning.
Stop putting the games at 7:30. I'm like fully on That's board stupid. With Dan, bro. Like 7:30 sucks.
I don't understand this.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's dude, like the game.
I don't understand
10,
what 10, 30 10, minutes
15,
do.
And the game no is still going on.
I don't know.
There's
absolutely Georgie even tweeted it. Like, I think, yeah, he's like, this game is still going.
I don't understand what the 30 minutes do.
Does a lot.
Piss some of us off is what it does.
I don't want to be working on the rundown at 11 o'clock.
It's similar about 10:30.
It's different, bro. That's a whole half hour. Thank you. Kyle Renata in the chatty house. 7:30 start is trash. We'll see. Look, we got deadlines to meet. I finished my article at like 11 p.m. last night. It was awful.
He's just selfish. That's all it is. He's selfish. He ain't got nothing to do. So he's like, whatever, man.
I don't understand.
Start the game at 8:30.
Kids put to bed. Like, what do you expect us to do here?
The thing that I don't understand is, like, to me, it'd be different if it was like, yo, we usually start at 5, but today we start at 7:30. It's 7 and 7:30.
Nah, those 7 o'clock games, some reason end up around like 9:30.
But it's not even 7:30. It's usually like what, 7:40?
That's true.
Yeah, the other ones was like 7:11.
Well, it's getting later. It just keeps getting later.
It's the same difference.
No, it's not. It's not the same difference. How's the same difference?
If the game starts, if the schedule says 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. they don't do tip off till 7:12.
Mm-hmm. But the game is over at what, 9:15, 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you move it to 7:30 and make it 7:40, the game's now over at what, 9:50, 10:15?
Well, yesterday.
And get out of my face.
Wait, you put a whole hour on the end?
No, I put 30
minutes. You said 9:15, and then you just said 10:15.
Nine forty-five to 10. That's too late.
In my promote, DCR has a good point. Game yesterday ended about 8:20 yesterday.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It did.
Yesterday we were a little lucky, I guess.
I don't even know that it ended that late, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. No, 7:30 is okay with me. It's okay with me.
See, like Ibram says, I need my recovery time after my partying with fake James Ham.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see him this week?
No, I didn't see fake James Ham this week. I don't imagine I'll
maybe
see
outside. I don't know. Maybe it looks like him again.
I hope I do. Oh, if I run into fake James Ham again,
we're
that'll be the greatest
thing.
7:30
starts
ever.
And all that. There's got to be a Kings fan on the East Coast that stayed up till about midnight for that ass whooping.
Well, did where's Kamara?
Miss P did.
Yeah, Miss P. Kamara. Oh, yeah. I don't think
Kamara's celebrating his birthday. Kamara, he probably had a gym alarm at 2:30.
East Coast
in the
time zone has it the worst for sports.
By far, it is miserable.
It's awful.
I remember the day Odell Beckham caught that ball. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It was so damn late.
Once again, it's just, I'm up at 11 watching sports anyway. I was watching USF and Gonzaga last night.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Even though, like,
I'm going to bed.
I was trying to find anything other to watch than sports. I was so frustrated with that game. You know how they were on that Niners schedule. When Niners lose, mm-hmm. ain't watching no highlight shows, nothing. And I couldn't find nothing. I ended up watching Beauty in Black. That show's crazy.
You always say something is crazy, when what you actually mean to say is it's terrible.
That show is crazy. That show's a mess. An absolute mess. But yeah, I ended up watching USF and Portland.
No more 7:30 starts for the Kings, by the way.
Yes,
the
facts.
No, so they make the playoffs.
No, that's right,
different.
But there's nothing on the schedule.
This what the hell is different about it?
The vibes are just up. Like the vibes are just up. It's different. 7:30 on a Monday? Like, nah, I can't.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like, 7:30
regular
season
ass
game? Like, nah, make it game one on a Monday. We could talk.
Those hoes are lucky. I even watched last night. Now we got a whole 45 minutes to fill because Trista's not here. Oh, you thought the start of this show was weird. It's about to get weirder.
Well, we're going to get it popping.
Trista covers about 45 minutes on this show that we really depend on.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got one of those migraines today. She was like, I'm trying to tough it out, but I ain't going to make it. So, it's all good.
Take a nap.
Got
45 minutes on migraines at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Take a nap, TK.
Warriors won their fifth straight. Overall, we mentioned they haven't lost with Jimmy Butler. 10 straight. With Jimmy in the lineup. Mavs beat the Spurs yesterday. Suns lose again. J.J. Redick, I'll save this. J.J. Redick has some really high praise for Dorian Finney-Smith, which I thought was funny given how much Kenny hates him.
Don't hate him.
You only talk like you do. So we'll run that for you. And then we've got a lot of NFL stuff to get into. 49ers are going to look different this year. TC, hang on. Hang tight. We'll talk to our man TC. And anyone else who wants to talk, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. Stealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I just realized I grabbed the wrong juice.
Uh-oh.
More to find.
Oh, that's no.
All right. It's all good.
Did you grab a bad one or a good one, though?
No, I grabbed someone else's.
Oh.
That's all right. It's fine. It's just a little sweeter than the ones I normally drink. J.J. Redick had some serious praise for Dorian Finney-Smith yesterday. Lakers have lost their last two. Obviously, they got roughed up by the Boston Celtics on Saturday night where LeBron James exited. Lost to the Brooklyn Nets last night. That's a tough one for them. But J.J. said our season turned around when Dorian Finney-Smith got here and just praised his overall efforts on defense. They went from 21st to 4th overall. I should say, prior to the trade, they were 21st. Since then, they have the 4th overall defense. So, high praise for a player Kenny regularly mocked here on the show.
What? That's cap.
Is it?
It is cap. It is cap.
Kings didn't do better because they didn't get Finney Smith?
I believe Finney Smith was never coming to save the day here.
I believe that's what
he wasn't. He wasn't.
What if it was Finney Smith and Jonas Valanciunas, though?
You'd be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be pretty. He's helpful. He's helpful. Just like all these guys that they got are helpful, but they weren't changing the team. Like even with like if Finney Smith was there, I wish we could find out like where they were when they got Finney Smith. Or excuse me, before Luka got there. I think they were 6.
Before Luka got there, they were before if it's just before Luka got there, they were trending up. They were playing well.
Yeah, they were playing well. I think they were 6. But yeah, they weren't nobody was looking at them like championship contenders. And that's all I'm saying with Finney Smith. Like you need Finney Smith like players on the team. They contribute. But specifically where the Kings were at, I don't think he would have changed the fortunes of
Well, no, I don't think anyone. I don't. But the Lakers Kings are different.
But that's all I'm saying when we talk about like I would keep bringing up Finney Smith's name. That's all. Like for the Lakers, once again, for anybody, you need Finney Smith like players on the team. Like he is a valuable piece to any winning team. You need guys like that. So I understand what JJ's saying in that respect for sure. I wanted Finney Smith here. Like yeah. Go get him.
I don't think you were very inviting, if we're being honest.
I do, but I mean, like I said, if it was only for people were speaking as if you're going out and got a Finney Smith, now you're looking at being a top four team or a team that can get to the Western Conference Finals. And I was like, maybe.
I'm sorry. Did you say a top four?
Yeah, a team that can get to the Western Conference Finals.
All right, man.
I was like, I don't know if that's where this team is because of that, but maybe.
Did you see your boy Travis Scott's WWE t-shirt?
Did I see? No, I didn't.
So it's got the Cactus Jack logo on it and the whole thing, but it says wrestling is real.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was good. Take advantage. And it's got a picture of where Cena's holding up the belt, Travis is next to him, and Dwayne The Rock is in the ring with him. I think it's pretty dope, though. I think hip-hop fans will love it because it's got the Cactus Jack logo on it.
I like that shirt.
It's probably an $800 shirt because it's got the Cactus Jack logo on it. No, it's $55.
I like that shirt.
So yeah, when we talk about that moment, Travis Scott is part of that moment, correct?
He is. Yeah.
We'll never forget when John Cena turned heel with The Rock and Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that's facts.
I like Travis, I've said, though, Travis always cracked me up in that moment. Like, that was entertaining to see him out there.
Why? I mean, he was saging himself in the corner, which was weird.
Yeah, he looked a little, like, the fact that he looked a little out of place, and, you know,
the funny thing is, he
playing this character.
He actually looked more comfortable than Cena did.
He was playing this character, and just the weirdness of why is he there cracked me up. That really cracked me up. Like, what is he doing here? It was entertaining.
Hey, there was a certain point where it's like, oh, Travis is in the ring. He's still here. And then The Rock starts talking, Cody's here, and it's like, why is Travis still here? It was to plummet Cody Rhodes later on.
Smack that boy up.
Just beat his ass. Get TC in here, 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. TC, what's happening?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, big dog?
Oh, man, I'm just vibing, tapping in, man. You know, kind of frustrated. You know, everybody a little bit last night. The Knicks got our number, bro. We got to finish. We got to figure out some other package, some defensive scheme when we play them dudes, bro. They got our number. But you know what? We're going to strap our boots and get up off the ground, right? And we ain't going to complain about that. Like y'all said, bro, we're trying to shoot for 8, 7, or 8. But if we got to get in where we at 9, bro, we just going to have to win our way in. We ain't got time to be, oh, we want this person to lose. We need them to lose. We don't like Kings fans, bro. Like, we got to get in how we got to get in, period. As far as Domas and Valanciunas, Valanciunas going to need his minutes regardless of Domas come back or not. And Domas, I'm talking to you directly, bro. When you come back, you talking about clarity. Your clarity is Doug Christie, bro. So miss me with all that. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Plant the seeds for a hill turn.
Domas, I'm coming for you.
Did you see wrestling fans were chanting that to Booker T when he walked out?
No.
He walked out to do commentary and they was chanting, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. Book was laughing the whole way. That's great. I don't know. TC's okay. I love how TC take a saying, but like change it and make it like his. Something like we got to put on.
What was the one today?
I think we got to put on our bootstraps. That was one.
Yeah.
He had another one in there. Instead of get in how you fit in,
yeah.
It was just we got to get in where we can.
Not wrong.
No, he's right.
Right. Space is scarce at this point, fellas. We should figure out a spot.
Get in where we can.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
play Valanciunas' minutes. I thought he was going to say something about the 49ers, too. But go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. I'm sure he's waiting for one more person to leave the 49ers.
The wrong Kyle left. TC saw 49ers wave Kyle and got excited.
But, yeah, you know, I want to see how Domas, when he comes back, does he adjust his game at all? Does he implement some of the things that JV was doing that was successful and saw, like, hey, this is where LaVine likes the ball, or, you know, maybe we set this type of screen, or it doesn't necessarily have to be the dribble handoff or something like that. I wonder if any of that happens at all.
I don't know, like... He got hurt in the Rockets game. But you go back. I mean, the Warriors, I mean, I guess it's only two. They had only played a couple of games. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think Domas adjusts anything. I think his game is actually equipped to help those guys be better.
That's what I would think, too. But I know James always talks about, like, it's difficult to play not with Domas, but it takes an adjustment. It's different than a traditional center.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Is there any
Valanciunas kind of is.
Right, right. Is there any I want to say, is there any bend? But it's not like I don't think people are being stubborn. I wonder if somebody says, hey, I'll sacrifice how I usually go about things mm-hmm. to be a little bit more traditional for you, to make sure that you, you know, can get all the looks that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I guess when I say somebody, I'm talking more so Sabonis than LaVine, because I don't want LaVine conforming to anything. I want him to continue to play like he has as of late.
So the concerning part about that is you don't want anyone to play unnatural.
Yeah.
I think that's what ultimately got the Kings in trouble in the first place prior to the – you know, infamous or perhaps famous Warriors meeting. It seemed like that was kind of the crux of the issue with those guys, is there was a level of discomfort to the way that they were playing. And so it stinks. You know, you get a couple of wins, you feel like you're playing well. Domas, you know, gets hurt, but then you adjust immediately with Valanciunas and continue to play well.
Right.
So maybe that's been exhausted now with a couple of losses to the Knicks and the Clippers. And it's time, you know, maybe to retool. And now that Domas, we think Domas will be back again. It looks like he was following the same trajectory that Malik Monk was on. Malik Monk was, you know, reevaluated. He got workouts in and was cleared the next day to return to action. The Kings have the extra day between games today, mm-hmm. as they don't play till Thursday. So, you know, unless there's some concern about him playing a back-to-back, which I don't think there would be, I expect to see him back Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward
and
to.
I expect him to be Domas. I expect him to be a, you know, the facilitator who doesn't shoot enough. you know, hopefully it creates some looks for those guys who have been shooting pretty well from three. Zach LaVine, you know, despite it was kind of a quiet night, I think LaVine was 2 for 4 from three last night. Mm-hmm. It's not enough threes for him.
Right.
But, you know, he's still shooting at that clip. Yeah, Keegan, who had been playing really well the last handful of games. And DeMar, you pointed this out, like, to start the show. DeMar was frustrated. I also think DeMar, and, you know, not excuses, nothing. Like, DeMar, I think DeMar was a little gassed.
Probably so.
Not only, you know, did he play, you know, all those minutes the night before, 44 to be exact, like, bro was living at the foul line.
Yeah.
It means he was working.
Yeah. Getting to the rim.
You know, they just not going to call something on Sacramento. Like, you got to earn your trips to the free throw line if you wear a Kings uniform. And DeMar was doing that.
And even when you do get fouled, you don't go to the free throw line.
No, they overturn it.
Last night, you bringing up Keegan. Had a rough night with Price Picks last night. Had a rough night.
Yeah.
And once again, in a different fashion, a blowout takes away from potential earnings. I had Zach LaVine at 22.5 points. I'm going more than that. He only had 17.
Mm-hmm.
He only played damn near three quarters.
Yeah.
And then the other ones just kind of hurt. Karl Anthony Towns, 26.5. I had him at more. Finished with 26. It beats like that. Keegan.
That hurts.
1.5 threes. He had one.
27 minutes for Karl Anthony Towns, by the way.
Yeah. And then Malik Monk, you know, 6 assists. I had him at more. He only had 3. The only one that hit for me, Valanciunas. He had 13 rebounds. I had him at more than 11.
There you go.
So it was just, that was nice. That was like Mason Jones hitting a 3. So what? We got beat down yesterday in Prize Picks. But I'll be back. I'm not going nowhere. Got to look at some games today. Mm-hmm. Look at how I want to go about some things, because I'm jumping right back in there on Prize Picks. You can too. Download the app. Put the promo code KIFMN.
Yep.
And you win $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup.
Well, you don't even win it. They just give it to you.
Yeah, they just give it to you. You don't have to win, lose, nothing. They just give you instantly $50 with your first $5 lineup with that promo code KIFM. You must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, run the game.
This dude's got catchphrases now. Why is there a taco next to Zion Williamson?
It's Taco Tuesday.
Is the taco good?
Yeah, well, yeah, Taco Tuesday. Every discount, you get discounts all day long.
Well, they got 19.5 for Zion Williamson against the Clippers with the taco. I might take the taco. I don't know what it is. I might take the taco.
Well, I think that's also a good, like, they marked it down for you.
They did. They went from 23.5 to 19.5.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Derrick Jones Jr. demon. Mm-hmm.
I like the new layout on the Price
Picks. I do, too.
That's good stuff.
I do, too. I'm saying, talk to somebody. I'm looking at lineups. I'm looking at
Zion.
I'm
playing today. That's interesting.
How so? Why Zion Williamson?
One more time?
Do you still buy Zion Williamson's future, I should say? You had stock.
Would you sell it now?
You got stock. We say we had stock. We were all in on Zion at one point. I thought he'd be a superstar. We all had stock. But at this point, are you selling and moving on from it, or are you still holding on and hoping it gets them make you some money?
No, you go ahead.
I'm probably holding it because I lost money already. Like, no. My financial advisor always says, you don't lose money until you sell. That's when you lose money.
Yeah.
I happen to check the... It's a bad day. If you in stocks, don't check.
Oh.
Don't look. Oh. Like, just leave it.
Yikes.
Do not look at what's going on in our world right now. But if I have the Zion Williamson stock and we got in early, that stock was sky high. It's not there anymore. there's no point in selling. I'll lose everything.
Right.
Or not lose everything. I'll lose a lot. I'll hold on to it with the hopes that that joint go back up.
Yeah. And along that same line, maybe a little bit pie in the sky, but what he could be is still so high. Much like you just said, mm-hmm. I might have to just ride that to the wheels.
What would you do?
I think I'd still hold on just because I still buy into the whole a different situation could help him.
Okay, so
I don't know if New Orleans was ever the right situation for him.